Okay. Your show horse looks real good here. Show horse is on top here.
There's stacked football, there's a lot of horses.
There's not too many horses, but still. Go to the next third. So, this is what we're looking at more in an early track, and they're 1-2. So now let's get rid of those horses that just didn't work. Let's unclutter the readout. But this is an early track, and you're looking to early EXDC. It's just like it is on energy. Who are you going to get rid of?
Julian Cole and Chris.
Yes. Yes.
Also,
yes, you got
some of those.
Do it out of
sustain.
Now, our total energy range is from a high of 166.85.
So we don't have too much total energy differential now. We got rid of the real deviant horses. We're pretty much in the ballpark with all these horses.
2.4.
Huh? 2.4 at a major track would be a lot, but I'm not sure it's that much here. You don't want those horses to be high in this graph, otherwise it's going to, that's your counter energy. Okay. We should have got rid of them. I had a reason.
That's wrong.
Now you got to adjust these horses because there's 2.4. They tell me different.
Now we're going to do 2 adjust.
There's your show horse, your counter energy in this particular race.
I hope I made a favorite color, sir. Here's your name. Look, your name is just on the mind. That's what it was for.
Base horse comes out on top. Your winning horse comes out third.
What pace line did they use on the winner out there? I'm just curious.
I have no idea.
Franklin.
Frank just left again.
Okay.
Smart. He'll tell you. So, we can't gild the lily any more than that. That's what the heck it is. Unless you found a reason to get rid of stuff.
The reason I asked that, I handicapped that race and just using the matchup program. Amended came out across the top over those two on using the last pace line. And I remember I used the last pace line on the number one horse.
He was the last pace line, that's Henry.
Well, I don't have it here.
No, he's going to do it. Go back to the beginning, let's put in,
here it is,
put in amend two.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah, I am too. Because I just can't tell you what pace line to use. It's probably the wrong one. I'm in two.
6 furlongs.
Let me get the name.
Amen.
AM two. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Six furlongs.
Six.
22.4.
22.4.
Yeah. 45.4.
45.4.
Right. 111.2. Feet and lengths. 1.75. One again?
Three.
Yeah. Scratch is three. You got it right so far. Now you're at three.
Three.
And five.
Okay, now let's see what that does for.
Same.
Oh, well,
that is
the same.
It's the same pace line.
Okay, we got a, is there a rot line in there for him? Is this a rot or a sprint? It's a sprint. Okay, that's the line. That's it.
There's no reason.
You're not going to bet a third charge that's going off at 8.5 to 1, and then you're going to lose the winner. I'm sorry to say it didn't come out 1 or 2, that was much better, but we don't mind you. That's the way it comes up, I bet it. Whether you would or not, you have to ask yourself, would you bet a horse that's third On the wind energy graph, who's paying roughly $18?
What's your app?
I have no real home.
Try packing.
See, the real slow page.
My old page,
I'm trying to remember. I have one, two, five.
They had him in, and they said, "Five, too much." They want all
of that. I can't remember what face time I got.
But why would you not have 30,000?
Thank you.
What?
Thanks
a lot. There's your ticket. You got them all on the top two except the one. You can't. Any time you go to a seminar, the guy can always get the winner on top. You know he's lucky.
TBS is the way.
Any questions on this? We'll show you some more drawings.
Yeah, Doc, from the New Orleans tapes, were you taking the top four and putting them in the energy?
Oh yeah, we
what I do.
Energy would get the horse better than this guy. You get the winner and you put it through. I'm just talking about with this alone. Winner comes out top on energy.
You use this.
You had it. It came up top on energy.
Top four.
Huh?
Put those top four.
Yeah. We'll see who survives both drafts. But Frank put an awful lot of horses there. He still got a lot of them.
These KEXDC numbers here. Let's see, where are we here on those?
Amen. Favorite stuff. On my board here.
They're also close here. There, this horse is your number two.
Stub falls really.
Number two would be your number two horse on energy. That's comparable to energy there. So it'd be your number two horse on energy. So if you put the program through your program, Jimmy's lights when there's electricity went off.
I like it. It's real scary.
Did you have work with program?
Okay, any questions? We're going to do this tonight. Yeah. Remember, this, you're not supposed to just use this alone. Although some of us do.
You find that with energy, it's probably
We'll see. We'll do some on Sunday and see what we get. Any questions? Are you all satisfied with the race?
I got the color monitor.
Well, this race is really better. So small that he wants to capitalize on every moment. Dick wrote the small one, and I wrote the large. And it should be the other way around, much larger than I am. But he's diminishing. He's sacrificing everything except that coat to become, look like everybody else. And that's good. And what happened is, when you register tomorrow, Jan Ross, who you've all come to know and love, we'll hand you out your manual that goes with the program you're getting free. She'll also give you the contract, which all it calls for is you to subscribe to a year of the follow-up, as you were told in the flyer. And the program is free. So don't worry about the cost on the program. We'll assume, by my signing it, we'll say you paid the cost of the program, which is $99. All you have to do is pay for your follow-up and sign the contract, and you'll find it. And I will just explain why I'm getting so stringent on people subscribing to the follow-up. It was generally agreed by not only us, but by the racing fraternity as a whole, those who aren't completely opposed to us as individuals in a group, that the follow-up is probably the best publication for thoroughbred handicapping that has ever been published in the world. We're very flattered by that. We do it, but it's so nice to have it confirmed. And every question that anybody has ever had has been answered in there two or three times and will continue to be answered. People who don't subscribe have written me these letters asking mundane questions and things that have already been explained, and I have to go and Xerox the pages of the follow-up in which they're explained and send them out. It costs me a lot of money. Now you're talking about 45 cents for the postage, a Xerox machine, and 5 cents a page, even wholesale. And my age has a lot to do with it, too. I'm told by many medical people that I'm just working too hard. And the follow-up cuts down my working hours so I can produce for you. If my time is spent answering stupid questions, then it can't be in developing along with Jim Bradshaw computer programs which will make you a better living. So we have to talk some priorities. So the follow-up becomes an essential part of beginning any future program. And I think you understand. You should be taking it anyway. All you're doing is guaranteeing that you get it for an extra year. Okay. I'd like you all to do something that might seem a little non- horse racing. I've been seeing them bordering on the religious, but it's not. Take a big deep breath, please.